Now called to communion, Dr. Michael Andrew Owens.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We come together now in our common faith and belief in Jesus Christ to celebrate the Lord's Supper, a commemoration of his body, blood, sacrifice for us. In biblical context, 1 Corinthians 11, beginning at verse 17, beginning at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." It is our desire to commemorate what the Lord has done and remember the purpose and the meaning of it, as he has left this ordinance with the church for that very purpose. We pray that as you gather your bread and crackers, your fruit juice, what you have as the common elements that will be consecrated for this purpose, that you would do so in remembrance of Christ the Lord and in thanksgiving to him for giving so great a sacrifice. Let us pray over these elements. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for your command. We know, Lord God, you gave it to us in love because you want us in fellowship with you. You want us in covenant with you and the relationship, Lord, that you have secured for our joy, for our salvation, for our ongoing eternal life. And we pray, Lord, as we prepare to receive these elements with thanksgiving, we receive them knowing, Lord, that you meant it to be a blessing to the church family to which we have been adopted. Now, Lord, keep us, for thy name's sake, we pray, to do your blessed will and walk in the way you showed us how. Amen. Jesus took bread, asked that you would take your bread. Jesus took the cup, and we ask that you prepare your cup. He blessed them, and before he blessed them, he gave thanks. He gave thanks that he should be the one to stand in our place and take upon himself all of our sins and our infirmities of the spirit. And we yield them to him gladly. In confession, we yield to him, knowing that we've come short of the glory of God, but that he is our justification. Now, with thanksgiving, let us take the bread and receive it. Lord, bless this bread, and let us receive it, knowing that the Word was made flesh to dwell among us, and now you dwell with us as we continue on our journey. "This is my body," he said, "which is broken for you. Do this. Take, eat. This is my body." Let us eat. Thank you, Lord, and bless your name. Now let us take the cup. We receive this cup in commemoration of the blood of Jesus Christ, in remembrance of the one who shed his blood on the cross. Jesus said, "This is my blood, which was shed for the remission of your sins. Let us drink together." Lord, as we receive this drink offering, we thank you for the blood shed for our souls. We pray that it will cover the multitude of our sins. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that by your grace and your mercy, we will be forgiven and empowered to go on living the life that you have shown us how, to the glory of God. With thanksgiving, we have received these elements. Now bless us to live the life. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory be to God, and amen. His disciples then went out into the Mount of Olives. Wherever we go, may we go knowing Jesus goes before us, and he dwells within us. Glory be to God. Amen.
I worship you.
You've been listening to Hope is Alive, coming to you every Sunday at noon Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock on the East and 2 Central. Hey, I want to thank Reverend Floyd Martin. Thank you so much for the devotion and prayer. Thank you, Sister Beth Gill, my co-host, for the prayer. Invitation to discipleship, Reverend Walter Williams. It's always a pleasure, sir. And Dr. Owens with an excellent, excellent message. Sister Beth had a really good time this morning there and this afternoon here, and I hope our audience did as well. I want to let everyone know now you can download our apps. Well, we've had our apps for quite a while now, but in case you didn't know, you can listen via Apple, and just go to your Apple App Store and just download studio.w. Android is simply Studio W. You can go to the website and listen there as well. StudioWBuzz.com. Click the play button, scroll up, and hit the play button, okay? And also for those of you who have an Alexa device, just tell Alexa to play Studio W. Hey, Sister Beth, I think it's now for our interview questions, in other words, a.k.a. the hot seat, meet the press, whatever you want to call it. Dr. Owens, hello, sir.
Hey there.
It's Resurrection Sunday, so we're going to be real nice. Well, at least Beth is anyway. Going to be real nice today.
I don't know. You got your partner in crime back. You know, you've been easy going when you by yourself. Oh.
Oh, okay. Don't get it twisted. I just let my foot off the brake a little bit. Oh, I put it on there. Okay. All right. Now, be careful what you ask for. So what we're going to do, I know you've had a long day today, and so the rest of our panel. So I'm going to let Sister Beth go first, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Dr. Owens, good to be back. Good to be back with the saints in the church and also on Hope is Alive radio broadcast. Now, let me ask, many children have already returned to school this past July and August. What message should those children take with them as they operate through the many changes that have occurred over the last couple of years?
Mm. Well, I think because our children have experienced so much directly, you know, the global nature of the pandemic was such that even young people were affected at the same time as the adult counterparts. And so it wasn't something that they were told about from yesteryear, you know, in the good old days or way back when this happened, that happened. No, in real time, you know, they could see, you know, sickness around them. They could see the devastation in terms of interruption of routine, which children count on, not being able to go to school, not being able to be with their friends, changing the manner with which they learn. And so I think part of the lesson they go back with is how responsible you have to be for your own self, for your own self-awareness, how important it is to be environmentally aware of what's going on around you, not to always depend on what other people tell you as a situation, but to be able to evaluate a situation for yourself. I think they go back to school learning what it means to adjust and to how that change isn't always a bad thing. It can be a good thing. It can have positive consequences as well, and that they ought to be, you know, self-directed, you know, in their study habits, because during this time they had to have more independent study. They had to be more responsible to get online. They had to learn how to use the computer and what have you faster and more effectively, so that they could get everything out of the lessons that were being provided in the new format. And so I think it just tells young people you got to grow up faster these days. I know that's not the lesson we wanted them to have. We always tell our kids, take their time, you know, your youth, you only have for a little while. Don't be so quick about life. But no, this forced us to all grow up quickly and responsibly and accountably. And they're going to still succeed in a changing world. It means you're going to have to be independent and mature and cautious and careful and self-educated, you know, find out things for yourself, ask questions, know how to get the answers, be able to compare the answers with what you find. Because there's, in a world where there's so much information, you're really an editor, you know. You have to decide how much information is appropriate, you know, what's the right information, and then apply yourself accordingly. And so I applaud our young people and cheer them on to be their best selves, but to be responsible and mature as they go back to school, and cautious as they need to be, because with so many restrictions being lifted, you know, how you take care of yourself is important. The decisions you make about how close and how much interaction you're going to have with others is very important. These are decisions you'll make in real time. And it'll be a blessing to yourself and to your parents the more mature and responsible you are as you go back to school and find that, you know, so much is on your shoulders for your own success.
Great answer, Dr. Owens. Now, you know, on second thought, you know, sir, I think you're right. I should be easy on you today, because the real culprit is my co-host. She's been gallivanting around the country for what, 16 weeks, you know, and, you know, and barking orders from the other side of the world and everything. Yeah, we should be, she should be on the hot seat today. What do you think, Pastor? What do you think?
Hey, Brown, I think you should be on the hot seat. That's what I think.
You think who? Said what? See, Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. See, I tried to give you a break. Tried to do it. I tried my best. Okay. All right. The gloves are off now. So anyway, with the holidays approaching, Pastor, do you think it's time for, who writes this stuff? Cause I already know the answer. I know what you're going to say. Okay. With the holidays fast approaching, do you think it's time for greater caution or greater celebration? No, actually, that's a great question. Dr. Owens? Did we lose Dr. Owens? Beth, look like I lost the whole crew. What happened here? Okay, let's see if we can get them back. Let's see. I might go on and play another song here real quick. What do we think? Oh, boy. Oh, boy, I like this one, too. The Wardlaw Brothers. Be right back.
I'm calling your name. 'Cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name. 'Cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
'Cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it up and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired. Oh,
that I need you to hold me
right now,
in the palm of your hand,
right now,
sometimes I'm weak,
right now,
but sometimes I'm tired, Lord,
right now,
and I need you to rock me
right now,
in the cradle of your own, Lord. I'm down and I'm low. Sometimes I'm sick in my body.
Lord.
One touch from you,
Lord,
will make it all
right.
I know you're right, Lord, and I know you will. Oh, sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get weak, yeah.
This is Wardlaw Brothers. All right, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Dr. Owens, are you there? Dr. Beth? Did I lose you again? No, what is, see? See, God doesn't like
I'm
ugly.
On.
Okay,
I'm
all right.
On.
Okay, how about Dr. Owens? Where is he?
I think he reconnected.
Well, we'll just wait for him for a minute. Yeah, Sister Beth, see, that's what happens. See, I asked an honest question. I said that you should be on the hot seat, and then all of a sudden, Dr. Owens jumped in your defense. That's how he became disconnected, see? That's what happened.
You know what I told you? I said, God don't like ugly.
Okay? He just
disconnected it all real quick.
He sure did. Shut it all down. Because I promise you, I hadn't touched a button. I promise you. I
was looking at my phone, and I was texting you, and I was texting Dr. Owen. Hey, what happened?
Well, I asked I asked both of y'all the question, what happened? Okay. I see what's happening. See what happens when you came to best defense, Dr. Owens? You see what happened? It's all. So where were we? Okay. Let me continue. Okay. I'm going to ask the question again. All right. With the holidays fast approaching, do you think it's time for greater caution or greater celebration?
We can have greater celebrations now that we understand what we're up against a lot better. But if we don't practice great caution, our situation will reverse itself and we won't have progress, we'll have regression. Now that we're coming together more and relaxing and, you know, shaking hands, back slapping and kissing, you know, we got to. We got to be careful.
That's right. Especially the kissing part.
Especially that kissing part. So you got to be a whole lot more careful about that now. And I tell you, there are variants out there. And, I think now that more people are vaccinated that the virus is not as rampant, you know, it isn't as you know, dominant and fast moving and all of that, but it's in the mist. It's in the atmosphere and just enough to keep you in check, you know, to keep you in check. So we can have greater celebration, but we do have to have greater awareness so that our education works toward our good, and we respect the science. Respect the science. And the science says not only get those shots, get those boosters, and still, you know, be about cleanliness and sanitation
and go back to some of the good sense things that we were, that we knew all along, but just didn't practice as diligently. Now we know we have to be diligent. So that mm-hmm. will allow us to look back on our celebrations with joy and, as opposed to regret.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wear your mask as well. You know, there was such a time where we used to say, bless you, when people sneeze. Now we look around and throw our mask.
I start running.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Hey, look, now you can make a fashion statement out of your mask now. You know, you can get any color you want. You can get them. You can
pictures.
Be styling and profiling mm-hmm. with your mask.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
That's right. You can even.
Absolutely.
You can order Studio W mask. We've got them too. Absolutely.
You have to wear your mask and put the status on right on there on front.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Shot and boosted. Tested and blessed.
You said tested and blessed.
Yeah, put it right on the mask.
That's a good one. Tested
I'm not okay. Stay away.
You may want to start.
Really.
You know, New Hope may want to start marketing those, the tested and blessed mask. Yeah, absolutely.
Tested and blessed, yeah.
Let me ask Dr. Owens, this weekend, this whole weekend, including Monday, is Labor Day. And what would have been your typical or ideal type of work if you weren't a pastor? Do tell.
Well, I was very much interested in law early on in my youth, and I thought I was going to school, study political science, and go to law school. And mm-hmm. then my uncle, who was a Pentecostal pastor and bishop, apprised me that if I was serious about ministry, I could go to law school, but I need to go to seminary first. So I heeded that wisdom and got on track to do theological education and stayed on that track, you know, through the master's and the doctorate. And after that, I was still interested in law, but I wasn't in no hurry to go to law school and start that rigmarole all over again. So it remains an itch that wants to be scratched out. So I would say if I wasn't pastoring, I'd be pastoring and dealing in righteousness. I'd be dealing in justice. So I probably would be a lawyer, a constitutional or civil rights attorney, and, out there advocating and pleading the cause of the helpless and aspiring to be a Supreme Court justice or something.
Wow.
Impressive. So your uncle used reverse psychology on it, and it worked, huh? It sounded like that to me.
Well, and he must have seen something as well.
No, of course.
You know, sometimes some people have to tell us that in order for us to actually see what it is that God is trying to tell us.
You're exactly right about
yeah.
that. Many of us.
I needed another voice because I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't even interested in pastoring at the time. I just wanted to go around the country, belting it out.
That is so true. That is so true. You know, many of us, our vocations don't reflect our education or what we were trained for earlier, right? But hey, that lets you know the Lord has, maybe he might have something different in store that you had planned for yourself, you know? But now this next question is a doozy. And, some people, and I thought this myself one time, Pastor, not anymore. Okay. So I'm not one of them. Some people don't think pastors have a real job. I said, I don't think it anymore, Beth. That's what I said. Okay. I did think of it before. I said, what do these guys do besides preach? Okay. Okay. I wonder what they're doing during the week. I was just going out having lunch and just having a good old time, right? So, so you're here to clear it up. Okay. And question, what is it that you guys do? Okay. Can you give us an inside? Okay, I'm gonna get it up. Can you give us?
That is a
Okay. I will continue. Okay. Can you give us an inside look of some of the work that you do as a senior pastor? Come on, spit it out. Okay, what is it that you do for real?
Well, I tell you what. If you knew, you'd leave me alone. Like, okay,
I knew this would be a fun question. I said, when I read this, I said, this is fun.
Well, you know, there's a case in point is that most people who have a job, you know, they have set hours, 9 to 5, you know, second shift, late shift, whatever, but it's a shift. So the time they got to give the man is, you know, very well defined. And then they go do what they want to do. That's not the case with me. If I told people they could only call me 9 to 5, then, you know, they'd be trying to have a meeting on me, you know? People assume that whatever it is I do it 24/7.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you half of,
Yeah, and you know church folks want to have a meeting about everything. Okay, the sprinkles are broke, okay.
You better be able to multitask because any day can include so many different things in the same day that are all part of your job and who you are as a minister, as a pastor. I mean, I can go into the office to do administrative work and, you know, end up on the phone counseling somebody, somebody knock on the door, and, you know, I got to encourage them or just sit and chit-chat so I don't seem to be so aloof and distant. Got to keep my door open because they don't want to walk past a closed door. They want to see that the pastor's welcoming. You know, I might have to leave what I went there for and go to the hospital instead or to a person's home because of an emergency call, you know, and at the same time, somebody may call me with a joyful report about baby being born and want to schedule a blessing and what have you. So you can go from sorrow to jubilation all in the same day. You can go from administration to private time with people and counseling all in the same day. And you never know what any day is going to require of you. You just got to be ready. So there's preaching, there's teaching, there's counseling, there's preparing, there's praying, there's putting out fires. A lot of what I do, people will never know about because they're not supposed to know about it. It's messed up in me to put a fire out before they can see the flame.
Absolutely.
And I'm the keeper of secrets, Fatberg. I got so many secrets I could fill up deposit boxes and banks all over the city. You know, stuff I'm supposed to die with because I'm trustworthy.
Well, I have to give it to you. You answered that question, didn't you? You answered that one. Beth.
Oh, yeah. You said you can't tell it all.
You can't tell it all.
Well, let me ask Dr. Owens, is there anything that you want our Studio WBEZ listening audience to know that we may have forgotten to ask you?
Oh, I just want y'all to know that after, as I approach 50 years in ministry, that the joy of the Lord is still my strength, and I wouldn't want to be doing anything, wouldn't change my journey for anybody else's, and glad to be on the wall crying out. That the day of the Lord is at hand. Repent, repent ye, and get right with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What an excellent broadcast. Thank you, Sister Beth. Thank you, Dr. Michael Andrew Orange. Also want to thank again Reverend Floyd Martin, Deacon Clarence Tope, Sister Beth Gill, thank you so much for that prayer, and Reverend Walter Williams. Again, bless you. Have a great, great Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Hope is Alive. We'll see you next Sunday. Hey, don't forget to tune in at noon. No, tune in before that for the gospel explosion. We can start it early in the morning, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 a.m. here on the East. That's StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. Hey, have a great time. Enjoy your
Brother
Sunday.
Brown.
Yes.
Brother Brown,
Yes,
I'm going to have Dr. Owens pray us out.
Uh-oh, that's right. I forgot all about that. I must be hungry. Dr. Owens, Dr. Owens, would you please bless us with a prayer?
Come on now.
That's right. Okay. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay.
Lord God, we thank you so much for your word, for your wisdom, for the fellowship of the saints of God. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that as we continue this work, that you would bless the work of our hands, not to be in vain, but to give you glory and to be a blessing to the lives of those we serve. And we pray for your holy consecration, enlightenment, empowerment, Lord God, and intimate fellowship spirit with the Spirit of God who leads and guides us all the way. Now may the grace and mercy and peace of the Lord our God be with us all. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Come on, put your hands together.
Thank you, Sister Beth. Dr. Orange, have a great Sunday.
Blessing me.
Say it again, come on, over
and over
and over.